Today's daf is Pesachim daf Memhe, and we are at the Mishnah 26 lines from the top of daf Memhe Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, and Mordechai ben Mina Chiena. Today's daf is also being learned as a Zechus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miril. Today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Rechel Chana Malka bas Yitzchak, Hayeled Yehuda ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim Remoisha Aryeh and Avram ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim Remoisha Chaim. Zok the Mishnah. Botzeik shebesitke areva. If somebody has a trough that he used to knead dough. Now, there was a hole in the wall of the trough and he plugged the hole using dough. Dough that was chametz. The question is this chametz that one needs to get rid of on Pesach? Ach b'yom harishon tashpisu sarmi b'teichem b'yira b'yomotze or not? What would be the tzad? Yeah, it's chametz. What would be the tzad not? Being that it's inside the wall of this areva, maybe it's bottled to the areva, and we don't look at it as food, but rather we look at it as being a keli. If it's a keli, then it's not something you would have to get rid of. Says the Mishnah, depends. If there's a kezayis in one place, you'd have to get rid of it. And if you don't have a kezayis in one place, at that point, we would say it's bottle. V'chein le'inyan tumah, says the Mishnah. The same halach is true as it relates to tumah. What does that mean? Im makbid olav. If the person is makbid, it bothers him that this botzek is inside the wall of his areva, chaytzeitz, it's considered a chatzitza. Im roitze b'kiyumai, if however, it doesn't bother him that it's it. To the contrary, he's very happy, satisfied with the fact that it's there. Hareo ka'areva, we look at it as if it's part of the areva. What the latter part of the Mishnah means, we're going to see at the end of the daf. But the Gemara begins with a detailed analysis of the first halach of the Mishnah. So again, what's the first halach of the Mishnah? Very straightforward. Somebody has an areva. He has a bucket. He has a trough. There was a hole inside the areva, and he plugged the hole using batzek, using dough that was chametz. Says the Mishnah, is it a problem? Im yesh gezayis b'makom echad, if there's gezayis in one place, yeah, then you have to get rid of it. Ve'im lav, and if not, batel b'miyuta, you don't have to worry about it. So what's the determining factor? How big is this batzik? If it's a kezayis b'makom echad, it's an issue. If not, it's not an issue. Incidentally, it's mavur in the Mishnah that if there would be a kezayis, but half a kezayis in one place and another half a kezayis in another place, that wouldn't be a problem. When is it an issue? When is it chayiv levar? The Mishnah is very clear. Im yesh kezayis b'makom echad. So if there's a kezayis in one place, you have to get rid of it. If not, you do not have to. Zok de Gemara. Machloikis amayroim. Pashup Shad had to understand the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda say it in the name of his great Rabbi Shmuel. Lo yishanu the halacha in the Mishnah that says if there's a kezayis b'makom echad chayiv levayer, that's only true b'makom she'ein asuyin lechazek. That if the kezayis was in a part of the trough that usually is not really going to have to contain anything. So just think of a bucket. The bottom of the bucket is where you would store the water, the dough, everything is going to be on the bottom. As you make your way up the walls of the areva, the significance of that part of the areva diminishes. So said Rabbi Yehuda that I was mekabel from my Rabbi Shmuel that the halach of the Mishnah, the first halach of the Mishnah, im yesh kizayis b'makom echad chayiv levayer, that's only true if it's in a part of the areva that's not so critical. Over there, if you have a kizayis, we say it's not batal, chayiv levayer. Aval makom shasui lechazik, if it's going to be in the part of the areva that's asui lechazik, meaning it's in the part of the areva that's doing the work, that's containing what's inside of it, einu chayiv levayer. The halach is you would not have to get rid of it, even if it's a kezayis. The reason is because it's pashut, it would be bottled to the areva. Says the Gemara, you can imply another thing from Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. That is mechlal de bepachas mekezayis. If it'd be less than a kezayis, afilu b'makim she'ein asu lechazik eni chayiv levayer. That if it's less than a kezayis, even if it's in a part of the areva that's not asu lechazik, the halach is you would not have to get rid of it. In other words, the halach of the Mishnah that's mechalik between kezayis and not kezayis is referring to a part of the areva that's ena asu lechazik. Being that it's not asu lechazik, then there's a tzad to say that maybe it's not bottle. If it's a kezayis, it's not bottle to the areva. If it's less than a kezayis, even though it's in a part that's ena asu lechazik, we say that it's bottled to the areva. If, however, if it was in a part of the areva that's asui lechazik, it's in a more critical part of the areva, it's literally part of it. It's doing what the areva does. So even if it would be a kezayis, the halacha is that you would not have to get rid of it. Which essentially, this is important because the first part of the daf is going to focus on this detail, means two kulas. Number one, even if the batik is a kezayis, if it's in a part of the areva that's asur l'chazik, no worries. The second kula is, even if it's in a makim she'enei asur l'chazik, if it's pachas mikazayis, again, no worries. So it's a double kula. It's a kula sai in the part of the areva that's asur l'chazik, and sai in the part of the areva that's enei asur l'chazik. In the part of the areva that's asur l'chazik, the kula is that even if it's a kezayis, I don't care about it. It's a kezayis. It's so chashav. Yeah, but if it's in a part that's asur l'chazik, it's batal to the areva. And the kula on the part of the areva that's enei asur l'chazik is that even though it's enei asur l'chazik, so you would think even if it's small, it shouldn't be batal. Kamash Mulan, that if it's Pachas Mikazayitz, it's going to be Batal. There were others that had Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul's Memra not on the Resha, but on the Seifa. The same words, but not on the first part of the Mishnah, second part of it. What was the second part of the Mishnah? The Imlav, Batal B'miyuta. If the Batzik would be less than a Kazayitz, then the Lachz would be Batal. And on that, Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Lashana, that's only true. That's Dafka if it was in the part of the Areva, that's Asu L'chazik. Over there we say that if it's pachis mikazayis, you can leave it there. Abu b'makom she'ein asur l'chazik. If, however, it would be in the makom she'ein asur l'chazik, even if it's pachis mikazayis, chayv levar, you would have to get rid of it. Michlal, what do you see from there? The kazayis, if it would be a kazayis, then afilu b'makom asur l'chazik, chayv levar. Then even if it would be in the makom asur l'chazik, you would have to get rid of it. In other words, the caveat that Rav Yehuda Mashmul said, according to the second Mishnah, Lo Yishtanu El B'makim Ma'asu L'Chazik, was referring to the Seif of the Mishnah. And if that's the case, it comes out that the halacha of the Im Lav Batal B'Miyutai, that's true, Dafka B'makim Ma'asu L'Chazik. Because Dafka B'makim Ma'asu L'Chazik is their halacha that if it's less than a kezayis, you can leave it there. So what do you see from there? Two chumras. Number one, if it's B'makim Ma'asu L'Chazik, but it's a kezayis, Chayv Lavar. And number two, if it's Pachas Mikazayis, but it's in a Makam She'eni Yasul L'Chazik, again Chayv Lavar. So the two Kulos that we just spoke out, that you see from the first Lishna of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, you see Fakered in the second Lishna. So it's a double Machlokes. Again, this is important. I'm emphasizing it because it's going to play out in the Cheshbon of the Gemara. So we have a statement that Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said, but there was a little bit of a confusion amongst Amiram whether Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul's statement related to our Mishnah was referring to that first Halacha of the Mishnah or to the second Halacha of the Mishnah. And so Kumtais, Tzvei Nafkaminas. The first Nafkamina would be, what would be if I have Batzek that's the size of a Kezayis? It's b'makim ma'asu l'chazik. Do we say it's b'makim ma'asu l'chazik? It's mamish part of the areva, even though it's a kezayis or no? Kezayis is already too big. The other shaila is, what would be if it was pachis mikazayis, b'makim she'enei asu l'chazik? Do we say, oh, it's pachis mikazayis, so who cares? Or do we say, no, it's pachis mikazayis, b'makim she'enei asu l'chazik? It's not in a critical part of the areva, and as a result, chayv lavar. In the first lishna, both l'kula. In the second lishna, both l'chumras. We have a brisa that says mefurish like the first lishna, and a brisa that says mefurish like the second lishna. As we'll see, by the way, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, that's a problem, because you can't have a brisa that says like the first Lishna and a Brisa that says like the second Lishna, if the two Lishonas blatantly contradict each other, not only once, but some Tzveitamol as well. So, thank you, Lishna Kama. What's the Brisa that says first like the first Lishna? If you have dough that was inside one of the cracks of that rib, if it's in a Machma Asu Lechazik, you have nothing to worry about. You're not going to be over by your Rabbi Yamatsi. Doesn't matter how big it is. If it's in a makom she'ein asur l'chazik, then it is a problem. Edvar mamurim. When is it a problem? If it's in a makom she'ein asur l'chazik, kezayis. That's if a kezayis. Avo b'pachas mikezayis. If it's less than a kezayis, I feel b'makom she'ein asur l'chazik. Even if it's a makom she'ein asur l'chazik, einei choytzis ve'einei oiver. You don't have to worry. And this is a tanya kavase the lishna kama in both nekudos. Number one, you see that if it's in a makom she'ein asur l'chazik, doesn't matter how big or how small it is, it's never a problem. And number two, if it's in a makom she'ein asur l'chazik, over there, if it's a kezayis, it's a problem. But if it's pachas mikezayis, it's not going to be a problem. So again, both kulas. Number one, makom asur l'chazik, even kezayis, no worries. Number two, makom she'ein asur l'chazik, pachas mikezayis, no worries. Thank you, Lishna Barasro. A price that says before is like the second. Lishna Batik Shem said, Gareva. Again, the same case. You have an Areva, there's a hole, and you plug the hole with dough that's chametz. Makom asur l'chazik, if you plugged it in a makom asur l'chazik, ene choytzeitz, ve'ene yoif.
You don't have to worry about it. Makom she'ein asur l'chazik. If you did it in a makom she'ein asur l'chazik, chaytze t'va'over. There you do have to worry. But med varim amurim. When is this true? Ben pachis mikazayis. Avol bikazayis. If it's a kazayis, here's the punchline. Afilu ben makom ma'asur l'chazik chaytze. If it's a kazayis, even it's ben makom ma'asur l'chazik. The halach is it's going to be chaytze t'va'over, and you're going to be over. That's mefurish the second lishna. That even ben makom ma'asur l'chazik, if it's going to be a kazayis, it's going to be a problem. Feiting gemara. We have two lishonos of what Yehuda and Shmuel say. Both lishonos contradict each other. Not once, twice. Then we brought a raya from a braisa to the first lishna, and a raya from a braisa to the second lishna. So what are we left with? A stira between the two braisas. Right, the two lishonos, just Pashup Shad and the Gemara, don't contradict each other. There were two versions. It was a suffix. Nobody knew. Did Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel say his halach on the first line in the Mishnah? Or did he say his halach on the second line in the Mishnah? Comes out two nafkaminas. But to have a braisa azoy and a braisa azoy, that's not tenable. That's a stira. So for the Gemara, Kasha Nadodi, Amr Afuna, Sir Afuna said, Sami kilasa mikami chamirta. If we have two braises, what we need to do is erase the kula diga braisa in exchange for the more chumra diga braisa. Which was the kula diga braisa? The first one. The first lishna of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. They the kulas. Number one, if it's b'makom asur l'chazik, even if it's a gezayis, it's not a problem. And number two, if it's in a makom she'ein asur l'chazik, if it's pachas mi'gezayis, it's not going to be a problem. The second braisa took on both chumras. So sami kilasa mikami chamirta is another way of saying that the second braisa, the second lishna of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel is the right one, as opposed to the first one's going to be a problem. Zok de Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Amr, Rabbi Yosef heard this exchange. And Rabbi Yosef said, Tanoi shaklis ma'alma, as Rabbi Yosef often would remark, you're taking away all the tanoim from the world, meaning you're making a steer between two braises, and because it's impossible to have a steer between two braises, so what are we doing? Just erase one of the braises. Just mekisos, make believe it doesn't exist. Whoa, that's a last resort option. That's something you do if there's no etzah. Rabbi Yosef said, it's a mefurish machlekes tanoim, this shayla. And if this shayla is a mefurish machlekes tanoim, there's no reason to start crossing out braises. Rather, what you can do to reconcile the blatant contradiction is say one braise is going according to one tana, and the other braise is going according to another tana. So Rabbi Yosef said, you're having a conversation as if the tanoim didn't exist. Tanoi shaklis ma'alma. What, the nemstavektik tanoim from the world? That is tanoim. Why don't you just simply say one braise is going according to one tana, and the other braise is going according to the other tana? So Gemara, who are these tanoim? The tanoim we learned to the braise, a pasha ifsha, moldy bread. Chayv la'var, the lochas, you have to get rid of it. Sheruya l'shoychaka, because you can grind it, ulechameya ba, kam me'isas acheres. And you can use it as sourdough, as a leavening agent, to make dough rise. Sa'ar is chametz, and as a result, it has a din of chametz, it's a problem. We need the next halach. What is this true with mekuyamis l'achil? That's only true if at the end of the day, this moldy bread has some function as far as eating goes. Meaning, you can use it as sourdough. You can use it for something. Avo koyfes, sa'ar sheyichat al yeshiva, if you have a big block of sourdough, and the purpose of it is, you're using it to sit on. Now, halach is batla, you don't have to worry about it. Now, zok tigmar, midam, Rishim ben Allah, from the fact that Rabbi Shimon Elazar said that if you have this big block of sourdough, it's batla, meaning it doesn't have a din of chametz with regards to Bayura Bayimatze, it sounds like he's arguing with somebody. Right, Rabbi Shimon Elazar came in, and what did he say? Sounds like he's arguing with the Tanakama. And even though it's not mafurish anyway that the Tanakama argued, but michlal, it's implied that Tanakama is avalai batla. He doesn't hold that way. Alma, so what do you see from here? Kasavar, must be a machlaik is going on over here. Of kol kizayis, afagaftim avatalai batla. So Rabbi Yosef said, I have a Rabbi Shimon Elazar and a Tanakama, which even though it's not 100% mafurish, but in the world of michlal, implied is that there's a machloikas over here. What's the machloikas? I have a block of chametz, but it's not used la'achila, it's used li'yeshiva. Does it have a din of chametz or does it not have a din of chametz? What's the parallel example to our sugya? You have an areva, and inside the areva, there's a big clump of chametz. It's mamish the size of a kezayis. Right, this koifes or sheyichat al-yeshiva it's a chair, so obviously it's very big. It's more than a kezayis. So you have over here a kezayis, but it's part of the areva. So do you say, being that it's part of the areva, it has a din areva, or do you say, no, at the end of the day, it's chametz? Said Rabbi Yosef, sounds to me like it's a machloikis tanot. Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, koifis or sheichat al yeshiva batla. It's not a problem. The Tanakama, who clearly argues with Rabbi Shimon Elazar, obviously holds it is a problem. So you have a
stira between two braises, how to treat this areva, we have a kezayis b'mokim ha'asri l'chazik. One brayse is going according to Rav Shimon Elazar. That's the brayse that says no worries, and the other brayse is going according to Tanakh Kama. That's the brayse that says it is a problem. Amalei Abaya, Sabaya told Rav Yosef. We haven't had this in a while. Sabaya told, or at least we haven't commented on it in a while. Sabaya told Rav Yosef, teratzto b'kezayis, pachas b'kezayis mitaratzto. So he told Rav Yosef, very nice. We had a stira between two braises, and you answered the stira, but you only answered part of the stira. Because really, the stira was twofold. Number one, there was a stira between the two braises as it relates to kezayis b'mokim ma'asu l'chazik, but there was also a stira between the two braises if it was pachis mikezayis b'mokim she'ene asu l'chazik. So we didn't just have a stira, we had a double stira. Right? There were 2 points of machlekes, 2 points of contention between the two lashonos of Rav Yehuda Mashmul. There were 2 points of contention between the two braises. So Rav Yosef said, "Gishmak tanoi shakos ma'alma, why do you have to be sami mikam one of the braises? Why don't you just say one braise from the laws, the other braise is the chachamim?" So Abaye told Rav Yosef, that would be good if it answered everything. Doesn't it? Only answers half the stira. But you're still left with another half of stira. So you know why you have to be sami one of the two braises? You want to know why you have to mekos one of the braises? Because at the end of the day, you're still going to be left a stira. Not a double stira, only one stira. Okay, that's fine. But at the end of the day, it's still a stira. You still have a problem between the two braises. So the Gemara said, Elo, no, there is an eitz. Hava ha Rav Shimon Alazi. Maybe you can say that said Rabaya, that both braises are really going according to Rav Shimon Alazi. Meaning he said, I'm going to suggest another eitz. Not Sami Mikan, not just Machavek, one of the two braises. That's a very, very bidiyevet option. And not to say one brice is Rav Shimon Elazar, the other brice is Tanakama, because that would only answer half the problem. And if you left with another half a problem, we really didn't accomplish too much. Rather, maybe both braises are going according to Rav Shimon Elazar. What does Rav Shimon Elazar hold? That if I have chametz, but it's yichadoli yeshiva, it's not a problem. So if I would have a kezayis of sar, and it's lodged into the bottom of this areva, but makom asul chazik, the chametz has a din areva. It doesn't have a din chametz, and as a result, it's not going to be a problem. That's what. Okay, so now what? How are we going to end for the stira for like kasha? Ha b'makom lisha, ha shalei b'makom lisha. So there's a long technical Rashi that explains it, and basically what Rashi says is that until now we've been talking about this areva, and we've been dividing it just for the purposes of the daf into two sections. You have the bottom part. That's the makim asu l'chazik, and then you have the defanos. You have the walls. That's the makim she'ene asu l'chazik. Says Abaya, it could be to be miyashiv the stira. You have to say there's not two parts to the brisa, but rather there's not two parts to the areva, but rather there are 3 parts to the areva. There's the bottom that's asu l'chazik. Then there's the defanos that are a shtickle asu l'chazik. Because let's be honest, you'd rather your areva have walls than not have walls, so they're doing something. And then there's the part of the areva, the real top part, that does nothing. It's just noisuka. But it's not really functioning and accomplishing anything as far as an areva goes. So what? Has that answer the stira? It could be the nafkamina between the two braises. And the way the two braises stem is the two braises that were describing and differentiating between two different parts of the areva, we're talking about two completely different parts of the areva. Meaning, the first braisa that said that if you have a kezayis, you have nothing to worry about, was talking about the part that was asu l'chazik. Let's call it section one. The total bottom. The bottom that's asu l'chazik. There, it's mamish part of the areva. And hava ha Rav Shimon Elazar, that was the cheshbin, who holds that if you have a block of chametz that was yichadol yeshiva, so if it was yichadol areva, it's not something you have to worry about. So therefore, the halach is, it's not going to be a problem, even if it's a kezayis. As opposed to the part that's right above that. What's the part that's right above that? Those are the defanos. The defanos, it depends. Is it a kezayis or is it not a kezayis? But what was he just differentiating between? Section 1 and section 2. Wasn't talking about section 3. The second braisa that said that even section 1, the second braisa that said even section 1, there's a chiluk between a kezayis and pachas mikezayis. His section 1 was not the same section 1 as the first braisa. His section 1 is what the first braisa referred to as section 2. And Ein Chinam, he's saying the same thing. He's saying that there's a chiluk kezayis and not kezayis. He just referred to it as section 1, and he referred to it as section 2. But it's hachayna. It's really the same thing. What was the section 2 of the second braisa? What's section 3 of the first braisa? He wasn't even talking about it. Over there, oh, you're mad. There, even if it's pachas mikazayas, because that's not part of the areva at all. It's not pachal because it's not part of the areva that's doing anything. But the point is, it's all about semantics. We assume the two braises were zichet talking about the two
Same things. Not talking about the two same things. This is talking about this part, this is talking about that part, and as a result, it's not going to be a steer. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, as it relates to the third section, that top part, don't think meaning don't think that maybe the third part means like the outside part of the areva. Meaning what's the part of the areva that's so not asu l'chazik, it's so not functioning as part of the areva, what we refer to as the noy sukkah. Right? What part of the areva do you say that even if it's bachas mikazayas, you would have to get rid of it? So you would think maybe it's the outside part. So Rav Ashi said that's not what it means. It means even the top, the rim all the way on top, that's the same thing. It's basha. That part of the areva doesn't do anything. Mara says, no, ma'adatame, I would have thought zimnin da'atif amati lahasam. Sometimes the dough can rise so high, it really gets to the top part. Mamash the rim said, is serving a role. Kamash malon, that's where Rashi wanted to be mechadish. He had to say it. It was worth mentioning, not necessarily intuitive, that part is not considered integral over there. If you have even pachas mikazayas, that loch is you would have to get rid of it. Amrav Nachman, Amrav. Loch is Rav Shimon HaLazar. That loch is like Rav Shimon HaLazar, who said, what? That if you have a plaque of sourdough, yichadol yeshiva, even though it's chametz gomer, it doesn't matter. That loch is betela. It's bottle, you have nothing to worry about. Is that true? From Rav Yitzchak Barashi, Rav Yitzchak Barashi said in the name of Rav, that if you have that yeshiva, you have that shear that's made of sa'ar, and you smeared it with tit, meaning you put plaster on it, or you prepared it to be used for commercial purposes, that loch is then its bottle. Now, what does it sound like? Only if you would talk. In other words, the stira. Again, what's the stira? Both Rav. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. That loch is like Rav Shimon HaLazar. If you have sa'ar, as long as you meyached it in your mind, maybe with your mouth, and you say, I want this to be liyeshiva, don't worry about chametz. Rav Yitzchak Barashi, who was another Talmud of Rav, he said differently from Rav. He said, davkin toch panel. So they're saying something similar, but they're not saying the same thing. Rav Nachman said, all you need to do is be meyached it, whereas Rav Yitzchak Barashi said, you know, that you're... it's not enough to be miyachidit. You have to be toch panel. So the Gemara says, man de masni ha, le masni ha. You have to say that you're right. And chinami, these were two talmidim of Rab, and they both said something else. Ikadami says, oh, Nachman on my Rab. Ein aloch Rav Shimon HaLazar. Had a different case. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rab, that loch is not like Rav Shimon HaLazar. And if that's the case, it's gewaldig. De on my Rav Yitzchak Barashi. It's not a kasha for Rav Yitzchak Barashi, but it's ma'od matim with Rav Yitzchak Barashi. Because Rav Yitzchak Barashi said, on my Rab, in the name of Rab, Tach panel, the tit, bottle of a chula. Only if it was tach panel, meaning you see from there, not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, another halacha, mi'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan, that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. So we began with Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, with regards to our sugyas. Then we said Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. And now another, and Omer Rav Nachman Amar Rav, and this is Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Sok to Gemara. Shnei chatzoy zesim. If you had two half a zesim of dough, the chud shall batzik beneim, and then there's one strand of dough that is combining these two half a zeisim, and they're inside the wall of an areva, right? That's the main part. We said in the Mishnah, depending on where, section 1, 2, 3, different lashonos, different brises, but at the end of the day, the halacha of the Mishnah, whatever it's referring to, says that if you have a kezayis b'makom echad, problem. If you have less than a kezayis, b'makom echad, not a problem. And we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah, it's very clear that the kezayis has to be b'makom echad. If I have a half a zayis and a half a zayis, it's not a problem. It's only kezayis b'makom echad. So here's the question. What if I have two half a kezayisim and they're being combined with a chut shal batzik? Do I look at it as kezayis b'makom echad? Does kezayis b'makom echad mean it's one clump? Or even if it's a half and a little bridge that's putting it together, a little arts and crafts project, that's enough in order for it to be considered kezayis b'makom echad. And again, it's in the wall of that reva. So Rav Nachman said, I'll tell you what Shmuel said. Cut Ryan. What would be if I yanked this kezayis batzik by the chut? I took the chut and I grabbed it. If the whole thing would schlep along with it, meaning it wouldn't fall apart, that's a simon that it's kezayis b'makom echad, and then you have the halach of chay levar. If not, any chay levar. This halach is only true if it's an aray. Somebody would have a half a zayis of chametz inside his house, and another half a zayis of chametz inside his house. So do you have to get rid of it, or do you not have to get rid of it? So he said that even though there the halach is, you would always have to be chay levar. Meaning there's no din of b'makom echad, you you'd always have to be chayav. My time, what's the reason? Because we're concerned that maybe it's going to come together. The nafli gabi hadadi, and the two hafik zaysim are going to end up turning into one zays. Amar ulu ulu sabay marav. And I'm sure they had a question on this. So you said two half zaysim of chametz in your house at the same time is a problem. Why? Because they may come together. What if one half zays was in the bayis, in the main floor, and the other one was in the aliyah, was in the attic? Bayis v'achzadra. What if I had a bayis and an achzadra? A mesechtes erev and fein. Shnei batim zelifnim izeh. Sounds like two chatzera is zulifnim izeh. But let's say I have two houses, one that's within the other. Do you have the same halacha? Now, take what the Gemara says. For that, we're going to have to wait until Eliyahu Hanavi comes. Now, it sounds a little bit like if you have a half a zayas or a half a shear of chametz inside your house, you don't have to worry about bayira, bayimatze. So, chura, is there a shear to bayira, bayimatze? What about chatzi shir as it relates to the halacha of bayiro bayimatze? That's obviously a very important and a very, very intense sugya and something we're going to talk about a different day. Today's daf is hashtag no ray. Tanu rabbanon hapashne ifsh. If somebody has moldy bread, v'nifsala milecha, and it got so moldy that it's to the point that a person's not going to eat it anymore. Meaning it's nifsal milecha la'odom. However, v'akelev yachal la'oichla. A dog is still going to eat it, right? So there's a point where a person says, I'm not eating it anymore, but the dogs are still going to eat it. So the halach is like this: it's considered oichel. And because it's considered oichel, it's subject to the laws of tumas oichel. Additionally, in the event that it's truma, you'd be able to burn it on Pesach, meaning it's chametz. And being that it's chametz, the halach is that has, and it's food, it has all the dinim of food. Shumrav Nasan Amru, in the name of Nasan, it was said, Eina metama, it's not going to be metama. So again, you have food that's not roi l'achilas adam, but it's roi l'achilas kelev. Is that considered food, or is that not considered food? So the truth is, this is really a sif katan and a much bigger shayla. This touches on the sugis of Nais and Tam Lefgam, and at what point food that's macholais asurais maybe becomes mutter because maybe halacha doesn't deem it as food anymore. So we're just going to do what we do. But for our sugya's purposes, we have a machlokes between Rav Nosson and the Chachamim. The Chachamim, the Tanakhama, says that as long as it's roi l'achilas kelev, it's considered oichel. Rav Nosson says it has to be roi l'achilas adam. Zok the Gemara, k'man, azahad etam, we went to the Mishnah. And this is a Mishnah in the 8th parak of Mesechtes Tyrus. Klal amru b'tyrus. Kol amin yuchad oichel adam. That if something's roi l'achilas adam, it's still considered tameh. The only time it's not considered food anymore is if it's not roi, even l'achilas kelev. Who is that like? It's like Rav Nosson. That was the Chacham. The Chacham said it's tali l'achilas kelev. As long as a dog is willing to eat it, that's a ready or something. Rav Nosson says, no, once it's not roi l'achilas adam anymore, it's not metama. This is obviously a stam mishal like the Chacham and not like Rav Nosson. Tanu rabbanan. Again, the troughs that were used by the tanners. So until now, we've been talking about the trough that was used by the kneader, somebody that's kneading dough together with water. So he used an areva. But this areva is unique. It was used in the tanning process. Now, one of the ingredients that was used in tanning was kemach. There was soilus that was used. You find the term matzah described in the tanning process, the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, but Arevas Ha'avdonim, so the trough that was used by the tanners, that you put kemach inside. So if you put the kemach inside, within 3 days from Pesach, when Pesach comes, Erev Pesach, you have to get rid of it. If you put it more than 3 days before Pesach, you don't have to. The reason is because it becomes disgusting. And this is true, even if there were no hides inside this trough, meaning simply because it's in the tannery and it smells bad and the whole arum is pashanak yishmak. So for that reason, anything that's inside of it becomes disgusting. So if the kemach's there for 3 days, at that point, it's not roi anymore. You don't have to worry. I'm Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson said that. Varim Nosson teicha iris. That's only true if you didn't put iris in. Like we just said, Avon Nosson teicha iris. If you put iris inside, afilu teich shloisha in chaylevar. Even within 3 days, you don't have to put it. I'm Rav. Rav said Allah Rav Nosson. Here, the Allah is like Rav Nosson, and not just that. Afilu yoimech vafilu shachas. So if there were skins and hides that were inside this trough together with the kemach, even if it was there for Yoy Mechad, even if it was there for Shah Achas, at that point the halacha is that you wouldn't have to be mevarit, it's not going to be considered oichel anymore. So the last halacha in the Mishnah digressed a little bit. It went from the laws of chametz to the laws of tumah. So again, the Mishnah was talking about an areva, a trough. There was a hole in the trough, and you plug the hole in the trough
with dough. The Mishnah said, if it's a kezayis b'makom echad, it's chashuv, it's not bottled to the trough, chayv levar. In that, then it's bottled in miyutai. We saw a Gemara that explained this in a lot more detail and threw out a lot of different variables to this halach. The next part of the Mishnah was v'chein le'inyan tumah. The same is true as it relates to tumah. Now what did the Mishnah say? Im makbid olav, if there's batzik inside the wall and you care about it, chaitzitz. Now we have chatzitza problems. The imroitzit the kiyumai, if however you're tefridin with it, hareu karei, but then we look at it as part of the eret. So before we figure out what the Mishnah even means, how do you even read the words of the Mishnah? Right, the Mishnah is saying halacha regarding chametz, halacha regarding gareva, regarding tumah. As it relates to chametz, it's tali, is it a kezayis, is it less than a kezayis? V'chelin in tumah, what is a tali? Are you makbid, are you not makbid? Zok the Gemara, mi dami, how do you pasha read the Gemara? Mi hasam b'shiyuga talia milsa, hacha b'kpeda talia milsa. As it relates to chametz, you told me it's tali, is it a kezayis, or is it less than a kezayis? And now as it relates to the gareva, you're telling me, do you care, do you not care? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, eima ule in your tumah, eina ken. You're right, such a good cast. That you have to edit the Mishnah. Not only edit it 180 degrees from what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, V'chein le'inyan tumah. No, just the opposite. U'le'inyan tumah ain't okay. It's not, has nothing to do with kizayis or pachas mi kizayis. Rather, what is it tali in? What it's tali in? Are you makpid? Are you amalei abaya? Sabaya told Rav Yehuda, V'chein le'inyan tumah k'tani. I mean, it doesn't work. It says V'chein le'inyan tumah. It doesn't say le'inyan tumah ain't okay. Elam rabaya, sabaya said, no, pshat's differently. Hachikam. This is what it means. V'chein le'inyan tumah. What it means is le'inyan tsiruf tumah. It's referring to being mitzarif, what's inside the areva, what's plugging the whole of the areva to the food that you have. So we know the halacha is tumas oichlin is bikabeya. We saw it earlier in the daf. We went through it quickly, but what does it mean, tumas oichlin is bikabeya? So really, it's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that it means that food could become tame. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, it could even be a reveal of tumah if it's gotcha. Food can become tame, but only if it's the size of a beya. If it's not the size of a beya, it can't be tame. So most shiurei oichlin are bekezayis. However, as it relates to tumas oichlin, it's not bekezayis, it's bekebeya, which, by the way, is twice the size of a zayis. So it's not this bekezayis, it's bekebeya. But Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns that tumas oichlin bekebeya does not mean that food that's less than a beya can't become tame. Food can become tame, it doesn't matter how small it is. What it means is that food that has the ability to be metame, to convey tumo, that's only true if it's a beya. So let's learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns. That there's a sheer beya as it relates to oichlin being metame. What would be if you had a little bit of batzik, a little bit of dough that was inside the wall of that reifa? It was less than a beya. And now you took oichel, and the oichel together with the batzik that's inside the wall, tzazamen, it creates a sheer of a beya. The question is, does it have an ability to be metame now? Or does it not have an ability to be metame? That's what we're discussing. So if it's a full beya, then usually two foods that come together would have the ability to be metame, because they would be mitzarif. Just putting them together would create a tzirif. However, being that part of the food, part of the beya is inside the wall of an areva, so we have ourselves a little shayl over here. Says a beya, that's the halacha that the Sefer of the Braisa was coming to address. Or the Sefer of the Mishnah was coming to address. When the Sefer of the Mishnah said, V'chein le'inyan tumah, that's what it was discussing. Okay, so how do you read the Mishnah? So said Abai, this is the way you read it. That V'chein le'inyan tziruf tumah, the same is true as it relates to, not tumah, but tziruf tumah. B'Pesach, as it relates to Pesach, you want to know if the batzik that's inside the wall of that reva is considered food. So that it could be mitzarif together with other food to create the shir beya. If it's a kezayis, then the halacha is, then it's going to be mitzarif. Because chayiv levayer, so it's mitzarif. If it's pachas mikezayis, then it's batal b'miyuta, it's batal to the areva, like the Mishnah says. With regards to chametz, you can leave it there. So with regards to chametz, you can leave it there. It doesn't have a din oichel for chametz. If it doesn't have a din oichel for chametz, so then the same is going to be true as it relates to, the same is going to be true as it relates to the laws of tumah. That's all on Pesach. However, u'besharya moysa shana, as it relates to the rest of the year, ikka plukta. There it's not going to be tali and kezayis or not kezayis. There it's going to be tali and do I care about it? Am I makbid or am I not makbid? Meaning on Pesach, being that the halacha is that when you have a kezayis inside the areva, you mechuyev levara. So therefore, the halacha is, it gets a din of oichel, whether I want it there, whether I don't want it there. Because Hilchis Pesach has an ability to
be kaveya the halachic status of this batzik. Usually says Abaya b'shaya moisa shana every day besides for the 7 days of Pesach. You want to know if the batzik is considered oichel or not. So you know you do. You ask the person mak bedalov. Then the halach is that we don't look at it as if it's there. Right to the kiyumai, then we look at it as part of the areva. So whether we look at it as part of the areva or we look at it as food to be mitzvah for the kibbeah, it depends on the person. But on Pesach, it's a different shulchan aruch. Because on Pesach, once it's a gezayis, it's chayv of aruch. So if I have to take it out, memela has a din of aruch, memela now it's going to be able to be mitzvah. So when the Mishnah said, v'chein l'inyan toma, what it meant was v'chein l'inyan toma, just like there's a halacha that a kezayis that's inside an areva, you have to get rid of mitzad hilchas chametz. So too l'inyan toma, we're going to look at it as oichel. If you put a little food next to it, it'll be mitzdarif to the shirbeya. It'll have the ability now to be mitama. What does the Mishnah mean when it fears eyes? If mak pedal of chaytze, it's v'mreitze b'kum areo kareva. You have to add a little bit of words. The rest of the year, that's when it's totally in that. Then it's totally if you care about it or you don't care about it. So the Gemara is going to speak out inside what we just mentioned. Hey Chidami, meaning continuing to explain our Baya. It's talking about when you had less than a Baya of Oichel. Vinogu b'hai batzik, and that food that you have touched the batzik, b'pesach, on Pesach, the isurei chashuv, where the halacha is, it's chashuv, the kezayis. Why is it chashuv? Because you have to get rid of it, mitzdarif, so it's going to be mitzdarif. You look at it as food, b'shayim ha'is hashana. But the rest of the year, it's not totally in kezayis. The b'kvei the tali milsa. What does it depend on? Do I care? Do I not care? Imak b'dol, if I care, mitzdarif, then it's going to be mitzdarif. Then right to b'kyum, but if I want it to be part of the areva, then halacha, we look at it as part of the areva, we don't look at it as food. Areva, and as a result, it's not going to be mitzdarif. So Abaye said, Pshat in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, V'chein l'inyan tuma, and then the Mishnah goes off and says a whole different Pshat, they're both true. V'chein l'inyan tuma is as it relates to Pesach, and when the Mishnah got involved, do you care about it? You write to the Kiyuma, you don't care about it. Then it was talking about Pshat Yom HaSashana. But what's the halacha that the Mishnah is addressing according to Abaye? What's the halacha? We're going to see two other pshatim between here and the Mishnah. What's the halacha? The halacha is, what would be if I have food, the food is pachas mikabeya, and I want to be mitzdarif it with the food that's inside the crack that's inside the areva. Could I be mitzdarif it or could I not be mitzdarif it? On Pesach, it depends on whether it's a kezayis or not. The rest of the year, it depends on whether I'm makbid or whether I'm not makbid. What's Italian? Is it food? Then it's mitzdarif. Is it part of the areva? Then it's not food, it's not maskev l'rova. So Rava asked Abaya. So he told Abaya, I don't like your pshat so much. Why? Because miktani mitztarif. It doesn't sound like the Mishnah is addressing your halacha. Meaning, I don't have a problem with the way you edited the Mishnah. As we'll see, Rava's going to do the same thing that Abaya did. But he said the pshat, the halacha that the Mishnah is addressing. What was the lashon of the Mishnah? The chenlin in tumah imak bedal of chaytzeitz. Sounds like we're discussing halacha and hilchas chatzitza. According to Abaya, it has nothing to do with chatzitza. It has to do with tziruf. Is this food that it could be mitztaref with other food to create the shir beya so that it should be able to be matam? Elamai Rava said, Rava said differently. V'chein lahalo is tayra la'areva. I think the halacha of the Mishnah is addressing something else. It's addressing taking this areva in the event that it became tame and me matam. Echidami, what's the case? Going to itme hach areva. It's talking about with areva became tame. Boy let pula bepes and boy let pula. You want to be toivolet. Bepesach, on Pesach, the isurei chashuv. We are the kezayis of batzik that's inside the wall is chashav. Why is it chashav? Because you have to get rid of it by your rub, by your matzik tashbisu. Chaytzitz, the halach is it's chaytzitz. So now I have a chatzitza inside this areva. I can't be toivel in areva that has a chatzitza. For the salchele tefillah, then tefillah is not going to work. Shayim is hashana. The rest of the year, b'kpeda tali milsa. It's not totally in kezayis. There it's totally in k'peda. Imak bedal of chaytzitz. If you care about it, it's considered a chatzitza. Vim roitze the kiyuma. If you want it, hareo kareva, it's going to be like an areva. So as it relates to editing the Mishnah, as it relates to answering the original, what was the original kasha? The Mishnah said a halacha about an areva with regards to chametz. And what did the Mishnah say? It's talian. Is there a kezayis or is there less than a kezayis? Then it said v'chein l'inyan areva and a whole different shulchan aruch. It depends on whether you care about it or you don't care about it. So how do you answer that kasha? Rav and Abaye answering the question the same exact way. V'chein l'inyan toma is on Pesach. Pesach, it's totally in kezayis or less than a kezayis. B'shar yomayis hashana, that's the next line of the Mishnah. That's when it depends on do I care about it, do I not care about it. So what's the machloikis of Abaye v'Rava? The machloikis is, what's the halacha that the Mishnah is addressing? And it could be there's no machloikis in halacha, klapei shmaya. But what's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah's talking about something. So what's the Mishnah talking about? According to Abaye, the Mishnah is discussing, can I use the butzik that's in the wall of that reva to be mitzdarefut other food to create the shir beya. According to Rabbah, we're discussing, is that food considered an achitza, a chatzitza? In the event that it became tummy, would it be a problem? Would it not be a problem? So Abaya said a pshat. Rava told Abaya, your pshat's not so meduyik. So Rava said his own pshat. But maska for Rapapa, Rapapas turned to Rava and he said, Rava, I don't think your pshat's much better than Abaya's pshat. Meaning, I think your pshat's also doichik in the Mishnah. Because miktani v'chein le'inyan tahaira, halu'inyan tumiktani. If the halach of the Mishnah is addressing taking this areva now and toiveling it in the mikvah and determining whether the batzik that's in the areva is considered an achatzitz or not, so what should the Mishnah have said? V'chein le'inyan tahaira, not tuma. Now, it's true. Tuma and tahaira are two sides of the same coin. If it's not a tahaira, memela, it's a tumah. And if it is a tahaira, it's not a tumah. So they're the inverse of each other. So obviously, if it's v'chein le'inyan tumah, it's v'chein le'inyan tahaira. And if it's v'chein le'inyan tahaira, it's v'chein le'inyan tumah. Abba medav redin tzinzach. L'maisa, the halacha of the Mishnah is not v'chein le'inyan tumah, it's v'chein le'inyan tahaira. Yeah, I got it. Comes out of nafkamin of tumah. But the halacha of the Mishnah is tahaira, right? Says the Gemara Elam Rapapas. Rapapas said the same thing that Abaya said. I like the way you're editing it. Abaya Ravach bin Maskim. Abba halacha is something else. The Mishnah was discussing the areva actually becoming tum. Hechidami, what's the case? The Naga Sheretz behind Batzek for Pesach. A Sheretz touched the dough. Didn't touch the areva. It touched the dough. So what's the question? Do we say that when it touches the dough that's plugging the hole inside the areva, it's as if it touched the areva? Or it's not as if it touched the areva? Is the batzik part of the areva? Or is it not part of the areva? Says, Pesach on Pesach, the Yisurei Chashuv. Where Kezayis is Chashuv. Why is it Chashuv? Because you have to get rid of a Kezayis. Chaitzitz. So then we look at it as not being part of the areva. So now the areva didn't become Tumah. Shayim Ha'is Hashanah, the rest of the year, the Pei Detalia Milsa, there it told you, do I care or not? It makes with all of Chaitzitz if I care about. So it didn't touch the areva. What it touched was the batzik. If I wanted Hareu Kareva, we're going to look at it as if it was the Areva. So the bottom line is, as it relates to the second part of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said V'chein le'inyan tumah, what halacha were we referring to, number one? What was the halacha? According to Abaya, V'chein le'inyan tumah, we're discussing a shayla where I have food that's pachis mikabeya, I was mitzaref it, I put it next to the batzik that was inside the Areva. Is that considered food that it could be mitzaref with regards to a shir beya that it could be metamina, tumas oichlim bekeveya, or is it not mitzdarf? According to Rava, the shaila was, what would be if this areva became tame? You want to toivel that areva in the mikvah. Is the batzek shepesitke areva considered a chatzitza, or is it not considered a chatzitza? The way Rapapa learned Pashup Shana the Mishnah is, what would be if the areva became tame? But the sheretz never touched the areva, it touched the batzek shepesitke areva. Do we look at it as if it touched the areva? Do we not look at it as if it touched the areva? So we have a three-way machlekes amirah, a bayer, Rava, Rapapa, gedoyli, gedoyli amirah. Hannah understand what the halacha of the Mishnah is. As it relates to the halacha l'maisa, everybody agrees. On Pesach, it's always going to be tali and kezayis. And that's what the Mishnah meant when it said v'chein le'inyan tumah. Because on Pesach, kezayis is considered chashuv. And being that it's considered chashuv with regards to Bayer Rabbah Yimatzeh, it's considered chashuv with regards to the laws of tumah as well. And this is a shas principle that sometimes you find the concept of achshaveh. Being that this is chashuv regarding one area in halacha, it's somehow B'derech Migu, B'derech Agav is considered Chashav with regards to other areas as well. So once it's Chashav, and it's considered Chashav as it relates to the halachas of Tumah as well. B'shayim Ois Hashana, there has nothing to do with Kezayis. So there it's totally Makbedolav, and not Makbedolav, and that's why the Mishnah said B'chein L'inyan Tumah, and then gave a home to other Shulchan Aruch. B'chein L'inyan Tumah was regarding Pesach. The other Shulchan Aruch that it gave was B'shayim Ois Hashana. But as it relates to what today's daf spoke about, it's very simple. You have an Areva, there's a hole in the Areva, and you plugged it with Batzek. That batzik, number one, as it relates to le'inyan chametz or matzah, how do we look at it from a tashbisu, from a bayura and a bayumatzi perspective? And number two, as it relates to the laws of tumah, do we look at it as oichlin? Do we look at it as a chatzitza? Do we look at it as part of the areva? Or do we not?